You're listening to Called the Homeschool, episode number 163. Not all books are created equal.
Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready?
All right, welcome back. How is everybody? Friends, I am so excited about something. I had somebody message me on Instagram, and they said, guess what? I just searched homeschool podcasts on iTunes, and guess who came up number one? Called to Homeschool. I was so shocked by this and so excited. And I kind of was worried that it was just a fluke and maybe that it still wasn't there. So a couple days later, I went and checked it on iTunes and it was still at number one, which was super exciting. And so my husband, he went and checked it on that and different platforms. And it also came up first on Spotify, which was super exciting. So I was still feeling a little bit like, is this real? I don't know if this is real. So when I was with my friends at our retreat or my homeschool friends, and I go, everybody, check it out on your phone. Check Spotify, check everything, check iTunes. And it still came up number one. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this podcast, to subscribing, for your awesome comments, for your shares, for all those things. As a way to say thank you, I want to give away a family planner. And this is my big calendar that is my absolute favorite. They sell out so fast, and I want to give one away to my amazing, amazing listeners. So go and give me a 5-star review in iTunes, and I will be picking one of the reviews to read, and the one I pick will be getting a free family planner. So if you are wanting that, go ahead. You can pause the episode right now and go leave me a review, and just thank you so much. So that was awesome. Way to go. Way to go. It was all because of you friends listening and sharing. So thank you so much. All right. So this week is going to be awesome because tomorrow in Mama's Members, I am doing a bonus class. So this comes out on Wednesday, let me think, July 22nd, and on, not July, June 22nd, and on July, oh my goodness, June 23rd, I will be doing the first bonus class of creating your homeschool year. So this is something that I created last year and I did some bonus classes last summer and it was a ton of fun. And I mean, I have different people in the membership and new things. And so people are saying, yes, we would like to do this again. Even if they did it last year, they're like, yeah, we want to do it again. This was great. And it's awesome because it helps me to create my homeschool year as well. One of the reasons I really love doing this is because not only do I will show you curriculum, how to pick your curriculum, because I know that's what everybody's like, my curriculum. But we do some steps before that. And one of the things I help you do is to find out what you actually value, because that helps you to sift through the sea of curriculum and all the options out there of things that you value. So let's say you value fun and your homeschool is workbooks and sitting there and it's not fun at all. You're going to want to quit. It's not going to feel exciting to you and you're not going to want to do it because it's not aligned with what you value. When I did this and I realized one of the things I don't value is foreign languages. And it's not that I don't think that they're helpful. I think they're super awesome. And I speak very broken Spanish, which has come in handy multiple times because my husband is very fluent in Spanish. So we will have different people to our house who don't speak English and I can get by with it. And so like, I totally would love that skill, but it is not high enough up on my values for me to make it a priority. It is so high for my husband, and he got his undergrad in linguistics with a minor in Spanish. He had to do a non-Indo-European language, so he learned Hebrew. He speaks most of the Romance languages, Greek, can get by in German, like all these things. He's crazy amazing with foreign languages, and it's super awesome and fun and inspiring and all these things. So I tried to make it part of our school forever because I would see my husband. I'm like, that is amazing. This gift of his is so beautiful and how wonderful to share this with my children. And I just didn't value it. So every time we would do it, I was like, I don't really care. I don't know. Like I still know the Greek alphabet and I can still sing the song. but I don't go out of my way to really study it because it doesn't speak to my heart. But if he were the one in charge of our homeschool, like, you can guarantee that that would be really high on his list, because he values it so much that he finds it so important that he would love it and be excited to teach our children. So when I gave myself that permission of like, hey, it's okay. If your husband values it and he really wants your children to be taught foreign languages, then he is welcome to teach them. And so sometimes at dinner, he'll quiz them. Like I said, we have people over to our house all the time who don't speak English. So we get lots of opportunities to practice and all those fun things. But it was very freeing for me to let it go. So you are going to want to join that. That is for Mama's members, and all the classes will be recorded. So even if you don't catch it live, you can come and watch it as it recorded, the recorded version. Also this week, a lot of fun things this week, is my first homeschool conference called Create an Awesome Homeschool. And so that will be on Saturday, June 25th from 1 to 3 p.m. Mountain Time. And this one, that's free to those of Mama's members, or some people are just wanting to buy tickets to the actual concert. That'd be awesome. I should sing. No, I should never sing. The conference. So if you want to just come to the conference and just watch it, you're still going to get a free download from Karen, and she's doing an awesome little video. I'll be teaching for a couple of hours, a lot of live Q&A throughout it. I'll also be giving you away the free workbook of how to create an awesome school year. No, that's not what it's called. How to create your homeschool with confidence. And so you can go to coachmegthomas.com and click on events at the top to grab yourself a ticket, or just if you want to come for free, come and join Mama's members. So that's good. That will be fun. That's going to be a ton of fun. So I hope you to see you there. All right. Today I want to talk about books. As a lot of you know, I love books. But the funny thing is, I did not grow up reading books. I had read maybe, I think, 3 books. One of them was Megan the Klutz, because it had the word Megan in it, so I read it. And 2 Ramona books, and that was my reading experience. Even if in high school, if we had a book report, I would try to watch the movie version of the book, hoping that they had one. And if they didn't, then my awesome little sister would write my book report for me. I even had an English teacher who was so smart and said, okay, we're going to do in-class book reports so nobody can cheat and nobody can help you and all these things. And all I did is said, oh, I need to use the bathroom. And my sister's just a grade younger than me. We went to the same school. I went and got her out of class. And in the hallway, she wrote my book report. So reading was not a really big love of mine until I was married and had my own children. And then all of a sudden, I now have way too many books. Maybe I don't have enough bookshelves is what I should say. But I have so many books, bursting bookshelves. I have a bookshelf right here in my office of some of my personal favorites, bookshelf by our piano, bookshelves of our school books, and my nightstand and my husband's nightstand is overflowing with books. We even have books downstairs in the room I lovingly call the pit of books that, I don't know, just so many books. We have books all throughout our house. So needless to say, I love books. Well, as I realized, I had a book buying problem and my bookshelves are just getting more and more crowded, I thought, yeah, I need to make sure I have read all the books in my bookshelves before I buy another book. So I was going through it, and to my credit, I had read, either for myself or to my children, all the books in our bookcases. And then I found that I had bought a pack of books from Costco. And this book pack looked really interesting, and they were all Newbery Award winners. So I thought, hey, this is going to be amazing. This is great. Costco has great prices. I'm going to get like 5 books or something from this, and this is going to be absolutely amazing. So I have been giving it a go and trying these books from Costco. Friends, when you have been reading books that have been opening your heart and filled with beautiful messages, make you start to become very picky about your books. So one of the books that we read first from this little Costco pack was The Bridge to Terabithia. And I actually loved this book, and so did my kids. It had a little bit of language, but as I was reading it out, I was reading it out loud, so I just would edit it as I read. And so my kids never knew there was any language in it. And it was just, the story was beautiful. I cried super hard in this book and we absolutely loved it. So I was super excited that, like, oh, I found this amazing score of books that I hadn't even heard of any of the other titles. So it all went downhill after that book. Each book got increasingly worse and increasingly dark. One of the books was all right, but when we finished it, we said, well, parts of it were good, but it left us feeling kind of empty. There was even a book in the scene that was a little bit unsettling, where a girl almost was, well, she was attacked and almost was raped, and it was just, it was intense, and it was a book written for children. So it just kind of left us unsettling. We didn't love it. So I took a break from some of these books after we were reading them, and they would just have parts that I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this. And I happened to grab the book Where the Mountain Meets the Moon by Grace Lynn. And it was a book I saw suggested on a Well-Educated Heart Facebook page. It was so beautiful. It was a breath of fresh air. And my kids and I just ate this book up. It was so, what we were craving was this beautiful story and lovely messages, even filled with, I want to say it had a lot of Chinese, what's the right word, folklore or something like that. And just this amazing story. And we just loved it. And we thought it was so fun. So, and also because now I don't have a baby in the house, I can just sit and read. One of my favorite things to do with my kids is to read to them. And so we have been finishing a book a week and just plowing through them because we can just sit and read because there's no toddler or anything like that. I mean, I have the 5-year-old, but like he can go to the bathroom by himself, he can go get himself a snack. And if he's bored, he goes and plays outside or whatnot. So we've just been busting through, and we did that with this book. So it left me back with my Costco book pack, and I had one left, and I decided, well, I really need to quit buying so many books. So I will just hurry and finish this book, and maybe this will be a good one as well. So not only was it not, but it was the worst one in the pack. It was so dark. There was no hope in this book. And when we read it, we would be just left feeling empty. Did I finish this book? Absolutely, because I have a hard time not finding out what happens. And when I start something, I really want to finish it. So I read all of these books to my kids, and it just left me really realizing that not all books are created equal. So many of the books out there are full of darkness, despair, language, violence, and sexuality. Why was I wasting my time with these books? When I am reading books for myself and for enjoyment, I will often throw in a classic like Uncle Tom's Cabin or something like that. And one book that kept popping up as a classic was Catcher in the Rye. And so I thought I would give it a read and read this book. And I think it is one of the worst books ever written. So dark, so depressing, full of language, no hope. And why am I bringing this into my home? So I actually got rid of the book and I didn't want it in my home anymore. I got rid of the pack of books that I got from Costco, and I am trying to make sure that I am creating an environment in my home that is beautiful, full of joy, full of hope, full of peace. And that means I need to be much more careful with the books that are in my home. As I see what children are being exposed to in this world, I can't help but think they need to have a safe place where they are exposed to the opposite, where they are exposed to light, where they are exposed to beauty, where they are exposed to happy families, people figuring out struggles and trials and not giving up. I want to fill their hearts and their minds with joy and beauty. So where does one go for ideas of beautiful books? It's so interesting because there have been a few times my husband would see a book somebody would post on social media, and he would buy it because he's like, this person like raved about this book, and our oldest, he devours books, and sometimes it's hard to keep up with him. And so my husband would buy the series, and he didn't do a lot of research into it because he's like, I don't know, so-and-so recommended it and he's a really nice guy. But I have found that what I am willing to read is, and what I am willing to have in my home is very different from what other people are willing to have in their homes. And so a lot of these books we've had to get rid of because, once again, they were dark, and the language and the violence and the sex and all those types of things that we have found in them. So where do you go to find a list of beautiful books that inspire, that help bring joy, that are just amazing? So I wanted to share with you a couple of sources that I use when I am looking for a great book. So first, The Good and the Beautiful has a book list. It is a free download, and there are a lot of gems in there. So that is where I have been able to find some books that I really love. For picture books, I love the free download from the Mindful Heart. I just keep slowly buying those, and I love the beautiful images and the beautiful stories. I teach primary, and one of my favorite things to do is to bring one of these beautiful books and share it, because I teach the four-year-olds. And so just sharing these beautiful books, and we actually do a little bit of a Charlotte Mason style where afterwards I ask them, what do they remember about the book? And sometimes we'll even paint things or create things from what we read in the book, and it's been a lot of fun. So that's my favorite source for picture books. But one of my favorite places for read alouds has been the Facebook group Well Educated Heart. It's completely free. All of these are free sources to find some amazing books. And when I'm looking for a suggestion, I will go on there and somebody inevitably will post something like, hey, I need a heartwarming story for my 10-year-old, or I need a beautiful story for this. What are some of your favorites? And people will just dump amazing books. And when I see one keep popping up over and over and over again, I'm like, okay, that one's got to be a good one. And I will usually go and grab it. Sometimes I will put all of them in my Amazon cart and hope that my husband will just buy them all, or I will slowly just grab another one as we finish them. So I know you can utilize the library, but I am a little bit gun shy from the library because when my Brigham was little, he would destroy all of our library books and I ended up having to pay for all of them. So I have not been to the library since, and I just buy them because I love having my own library of beautiful books that I can then share with other people. As my children will have children, I can share it with them. And just as we watch some Dr. Seuss books get banned, who knows what other books will get banned. So I love owning all of the books that I can that are just beautiful stories. I also have a book list on my website of some of my favorite read alouds of CoachMegThomas.com. And at the top, you'll see a link that says books. And it's just my Amazon page of some of my favorite books. And it has different categories like science and all that stuff. But there's a category that says read alouds. And I have some of my favorites in there. It's just so interesting when you've been removed from mainstream books. And then you read what some of the popular books are, what other kids are reading. And like, oh, I love all these books. And as I dove back into some of these books recently, I can see I am not missing anything. But it did help me to remember that not all books are created equally. When my big boys were little, I used to let them read Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which is totally fine if you do. I just got rid of them a few years ago, so a lot of my kids had read them. Because my thought process was, well, at least they're reading, and so what? Why not let them read it? But then I found that there are awesome books that can also get your kids to read that have a little bit more higher quality to them. The Good and the Beautiful recommended a series called Imagination Station. And that series is what got my Brigham to fall in love with reading. And I didn't have to use twaddle, as Charlotte Mason calls it, or garbage blarbage is what I like to call it. So go and read some beautiful books. And friends, my only request from you, other than leaving me a review and 5 stars, is to send me a DM or email of some of the books that have been inspiring and beautiful for you. And as we fill our children's hearts and minds with these beautiful stories, that is what they're going to continue to take out into this world that seems to be increasingly getting darker. So why not fill the world with a little bit more light? All right, friends, don't forget to send me your favorite books, because I'll probably go buy them all because I love them. All right. Love you all. And I hope to see you in Mama's Members or at the homeschool conference on Saturday. And if not, I will see you next week. Have a great one.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.